is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
A nice weekend on tap for you. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 70, clear overnight, low 48. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 74, partly cloudy Sunday night, low 51. Mostly cloudy on Monday, high 74, and then on Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 91 degrees. Right now, 66 in Beaver County, 63 in Butler, 63 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 64 degrees with new music from Vance Joy.
So stuck inside my shell, then the ground began to sway. I realized what mattered most to me when the stars began to fall right out in the sky and the seas were rising up. I had one thing in mind. It was you. When the road began to crumble in front of my eyes, there was only one person I wanted to find. It was you, darling. Precious moments that we shared, you slow time down inside my head. I wish I'd found this clarity while I still had you close to me. But I was stuck inside my shell until the ground began to sway. When the stars began to fall right out of the sky and the seas were rising up, I had one thing in mind. It was you. It was you. When the road began to crumble in front of my eyes, there was only one person I wanted to find. It was you. When the stars began to fall right out of the sky and the seas were rising up, I had one thing in mind. It was you. When the road began to crumble in front of my eyes, there was only one person I wanted to find. It was you. It was you, darling.
New music from Vance Joy. Les Cooper is going to take us to news time here at 1 o'clock. We'll be right back. I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
News in Washington, D.C., I'm Benji Hyer. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's made a second surprise visit to Kiev for a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky, having in April become the first leader of a G7 country to travel to the Ukrainian capital since Russia's invasion. It follows a trip earlier this week by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, a move that has paved the way for Ukraine to potentially join the European Union. On Friday, the European Commission officially recommended that Ukraine be granted candidate status to the 27-member bloc. Ira Spitzer has more from Brussels.
Wearing the colors of the Ukrainian flag, Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the EU's executive branch, announced the recommendation that Ukraine be allowed to start the process of becoming part of the EU.
Ukraine has clearly demonstrated the country's aspiration and the country's determination to live up to European values and standards.
The Commission also recommended candidate status for Moldova, who, like Ukraine, applied to join the EU shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. It didn't recommend candidate status, however, for now, to Georgia. The candidacies still require the approval of all 27 EU nations, who convene here next week for a leaders' summit.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin's criticized what he calls mad and thoughtless sanctions against his nation imposed following the invasion of Ukraine. He used his address at an economic conference in St. Petersburg to implore Russian businesses to keep working in the country. In the U.S., President Joe Biden says a recession is not inevitable, even in the wake of stark warnings from economists, as Gabrielle Fahmy reports from New York.
Speaking to the Associated Press from his Oval Office, U.S. President Joe Biden said the American people are, quote, really, really down after 2 years of pandemic, a volatile economy, and now surging gas prices. But he tried to offer a glimmer of hope, saying the U.S. is in a stronger position than any nation in the world to overcome inflation. His comments come after the central bank raised interest rates by another 75 basis points this week. The Feds are expected to continue to hike rates in the coming months.
And I'm up in space. Britain's feeling sky high after it was announced the UK could host the Eurovision Song Contest in 2023. Sam Ryder came second in this year's edition with his song Spaceman, the UK's best result since 1998, losing out only to Ukraine. Usually the winner hosts next year's competition, but with the conflict raging on in the war-torn state, the European Broadcasting Union has instead begun discussions with the British Broadcasting Corporation. Downing Street's welcomed the possibility of holding the event in Britain. However, Ukraine's culture minister is demanding they still get to host. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
The man at the back said, everyone attack, and they turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the car. have to something. Touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I suffer, call you over. When you feel there's nothing left for you. Uh-huh.
Started from 1974, it's The Suite on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber. My, my, my.
Yeah, my man.
Roy Head and the Traits.
All right.
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Please don't. No, you can if you want, but ain't nothing to it.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. Ain't no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Gonna call Miss Rosie. How in the world did she know about the way she wears her apron and the clothes she wore? Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She's gonna see the governor.
Clearwater Revival on Radio 9. You're welcome. I'll tell you who isn't applauding. It's the U.S. Capitol Police, if you haven't heard this already. U.S. Capitol Police arrested seven staffers from CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert who were filming a segment with Triumph, the insult comic dog. Capitol Police arrested the seven people in a hallway on Thursday night. All seven are staff members with the show. CBS said that Robert Smigel, the voice behind Triumph, the insult comic dog, was on Capitol Hill on both Wednesday and Thursday to film a segment for the show. According to a spokesperson for CBS, the interviews at the Capitol were authorized and prearranged through congressional aides of the members interviewed, but after leaving the offices for their last interview for the day, the production team stayed to film final comedy elements in the hallway. When they were detained by Capitol Police, Capitol Police said in a statement issued on Friday that they received a call around 8:30 p.m. Thursday about a disturbance in the Longworth House office building. Responding officers observed seven individuals, presumably including Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, unescorted and without congressional ID. The individuals were determined to have been part of a group that had been directed to leave the building earlier today. They were charged with unlawful entry. And a criminal investigation is active. I see the hear the sirens in the background. They must be coming to get them. Sounds like Stephen Colbert team did a great job.
Pardon me, the phone box.
Yeah, something like that.
You ain't nothing but a hound. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Cry.
Knievel leaps over seven 1946 Studebakers later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Gonna find her.
Coasting along with the Coasters here on Radio 9 at 1220. Much more music time. New music from Bishop Briggs coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week they choose a new movie theme, including classic cult foreign animation fun and fascinating films. In a magical setting, their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we will check your radio calendar. I know a lot of you wait for that every day here on the radio, so grab a pencil and paper, get your Uncle Jay workbook, and be prepared to turn it to page 21 as we do today's radio calendar up and coming in just a couple of minutes here.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Oh, the tension is just, it's...
What's the weather gonna
How we can even control ourselves.
This wonderful weekend with your radio.
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 70, clear overnight 48, sunny on Father's Day, high near 74, partly cloudy on Sunday night, low 51, mostly cloudy Monday 74, Tuesday mostly sunny, hot, high 91, Wednesday chance of showers and thunderstorms, sunny and hot with a high near 94. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 69 at Beaver County, 64 in Butler, 66 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 67 degrees right now at WRCT with new music from Bishop Briggs.
I wasn't a strong one till we were falling apart. A promise on hold.
hold you when everything went dark. But God, it's so dark, I still feel you in my bed. I wish I could hold you, but I'm holding my breath instead. I hate that I lost you when I'm not lost anymore. And I hate that I got to let go of what I adore. And now I've been everything you ever said, I'm holding in pain that never knew I could have. Like we were really adults saying I was your other half. And I hate that I lost you when I'm not lost anymore. And I hate that I got to let go of what I adore. And now I've been, I wonder without you. Now I'm in, I wonder without you, without you.
New music from Bishop Briggs here on Radio 9.
Oh, great one, my beer is the richest in all the world.
Aren't you kidding? Our beer has more flavor.
Confused, Master? Try Duquesne beer. After all, better ingredients mean better taste. Believe your own taste and you'll always have a Duke.
Believe your taste.
Believe your taste.
When choosing beer.
When choosing beer.
Don't be misled by those confusing claims you hear. Just taste Duquesne and you will see how great good tasting beer can be. Believe your taste. Have a Duke. Have a Duke. Have a Duke. Have a Duke. Duquesne.
Tell us, sir, do those conflicting beer claims really sell you?
Well, I'm a man who drinks for himself. I believe my taste.
Yes, I see you drink Duquesne.
The heartiest, the tangiest.
The greatest. But try it yourself and see how really great a beer can be. Believe your own taste, and you'll have a Duke.
The living is the weekend. Listening's great.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day. Someone new. love will let me die.
Chuck Jackson, Any Day Now. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me on this Saturday afternoon. Don't forget you can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Happy Saturday afternoon to everyone who is out today marching in the Juneteenth Parade from the Hill District to downtown. Maybe heading to Millvale for Pride. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing this weekend, be safe, have a good time, and celebrate. It's 1:30. Here's Cool and the Gang on Radio 9.
There's a party going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight.
Bull and the Gang. Sending that out to everybody in the Juneteenth parade. Anybody who is heading up to Millvale for Pride Weekend, or anybody who's going to go out and celebrate Father's Day tomorrow. Happy Father's Day tomorrow to all of you fathers, and for all you mothers, happy Mother's Day. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Here's Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying. 96 tears. On top, you be right down there looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now I'll just cry. For one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry.
Things are happening here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Bernd Umper, the greatest name in crayons, brings you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. Pittsburgh City Parks presents its annual Movies in the Park this summer. Movies are shown outdoors in various parks around the city, including Flagstaff Hill and Schenley Plaza. July 1st at Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville, it's the Mitchells versus the Machines. July 3rd at Schenley Plaza in Oakland, it's the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run. And July 6th in Schenley Park, it's Won't You Be My Neighbor. For more information, pittsburghpa.gov/events for a City Parks calendar of cinema in the parks. Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, Wood Street Galleries presenting a collection of six new creations developed in recent years by Cinzia Campolisi that resolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in digital and physical environments. That's at the Wood Street Galleries now through June 26, 601 Wood Street downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. The West Newton Swimming Pool is celebrating its 50th anniversary. The pool fundraising committee will be holding a stuffed pork chop dinner on June 25th. That is for takeout only at Gary's Chuck Wagon Restaurant on South 2nd Street. Tickets can be purchased at the restaurant or from any member of the swimming pool board in West Newton. It's a shame it's not a diving pool. They could have a diving board. Anyways, 724-872-9222. To purchase tickets or get more information. And the West Newton Public Library will hold its jewelry and book sale from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on July 11th. Jewelry will be 75% off marked prices, and books will be priced fill a bag for $5. All proceeds benefit the West Newton Public Library. For more information, 724-633-0798. Speaking of libraries, at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, it's teen time in June. 3 p.m. on Wednesdays, they are meeting to make crafts. This coming Wednesday, June 22nd, they will be making personalized drink tumblers using a Cricut machine. Registration is requested at mckeesportlibrary.org, but it is a free event. Teen time in June on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. The Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall will be bringing a World War II footlocker program to the McKeesport Carnegie Library. That's at 2 p.m. on July 12th. Children will be able to learn about real equipment, clothing, and other artifacts used by soldiers from World War II. All ages are welcome, and Kennywood tickets will be given away. The event is free. Registration in advance is suggested at mckeesportlibrary.org. And finally, at the McKeesport Library on Fridays in July, beginning July 1st, it's Science on the Road with the Carnegie Science Center. Visit the Carnegie Library of McKeesport for three STEM by the Hour programs with the Carnegie Science Center. The first program is for kindergarten through third grade. That's on July 7th. It's called Build It, Break It. Create sculptures, arches, and other unique structures. Registration in advance is suggested. For more information, mckeesportlibrary.org or call 412-672-0625. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto our radio calendar, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of this station and may not be rebroadcast without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the commissioner of the National League. Radio 9! A little bit of Steely Dan on Radio 9 at 141 and much more music time. Dan on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We're going to check sports and weather in about 5 minutes. We'll have PNS News coming up for you in, about 13 minutes or so. More music after these important messages.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am, like, so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hello again, everyone. This is Mary Magoon. It's so good to talk to you all again. Well, now that it's time that we all think of food and so forth, I thought I should like to talk briefly about a favorite salad of mine. I know that salads are playing an ever-increasing role in serving of foods in fine restaurants and so forth. That's why I have today a favorite recipe of mine that I'd like to give you all now. It's called frozen ginger ale salad, and this is how I make it. First, you take a huge crock, and I fill it with the contents of a quart bottle of ginger ale. Either pale or golden makes no difference. You just pour it in. Then I take a head of lettuce, Boston, or iceberg, or romaine, and I shred that and put that into the crock containing the ginger ale. Then I swish it all around until it's thoroughly swished. I get to giggling on that. It's so much fun. You can wear a rubber glove if you so choose. Now, after it's thoroughly swished, I take a marshmallow and I cube it. And that will keep you busy. And after that's been cubed, friends, you put that in, too. Then I take a chocolate bar with almonds, And I remove the almonds and break the chocolate up into little bits and put that in, too. Then I swish it all together, and when it's completely swished and settles down a little into the crock, I pour it off into a mold made in the likeness of a dear friend of mine. Then I take it up and put it in the freezing compartment of my refrigerator. Now, after it's hard, and you can tell when it's hard because it will be hard when you touch it, you see, you take it out and you chip it into individual servings, serve it with Argyle sock sauce and garnish with pimento. Well, that's about it. You serve that to your family, and I know they'll really appreciate it. It's a dish fit for a king.
For transcripts of Mary Magoon's recipe, write to Bob and Ray, New York.
Well, yeah, it's the sound of the old days.
Jay Thurber.
Just for you.
We're going to check your sports and weather next. Here's a group called Smith, and baby, it's you. That's why we do this show. Called Smith on Radio 9 at 1:53. Much more music time. New music from Jack White coming up after we take care of sports and weather. And what else can I tell you about? Stay tuned at 3 o'clock for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. If the news has you a little bit stressed out these days, tune in to Eric O'Brien And he'll help you ease into your Saturday afternoons with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's coming up at 3 on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. Then at 5 o'clock, we break the simulcast at 5 o'clock on WRCT. It's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange on 88.3 WRCT. 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kirsten and Amber Show. No matter how you listen to Radio 9, there's lots more good listening coming your way right here today.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Well, a bad night for your Pittsburgh Pirates. The San Francisco Giants beat the Bucs last night at PNC Park for their 10th loss in 11th game. Final score, San Fran 2, Pittsburgh Pirates nothing. San Francisco's starting pitcher Carlos Rodon scattered 2 hits over 8 innings. He won his second straight start after striking out 8 with 2 walks. Pirates and Giants again today at the ball yard on the north side. Jose Quintana is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Pirates taking on the Cubs on Monday. Giants again on Sunday. Mitch Keller is expected to start on Sunday for the Pirates. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Guardians beat the L.A. Dodgers 2-1, but it took 10 innings. The Guardians had only 1 hit after the 4th inning, and they had a couple of serious errors. But they hung on and got clutch pitching from their bullpen and a couple of heads-up plays on defense for their season-best 5th straight win last night. Robbie Ray lost a no-hitter with 2 outs in the 7th inning off a grounder that bounced off of his own glove. As the Seattle Mariners beat the LA Angels on Friday night 8-1, Ray's bid for a no-hitter ended when Max Stassi hit a high chopper toward the mound that went over the pitcher's head. Ray didn't jump up. Instead, the ball skipped off the top of his glove and gave Stassi time to beat out an infield single. A person with knowledge of the decision says the NFL has fined the Washington Commanders $100,000 and stripped the team of 2 off-season workouts next year because of excessive contact in practice among players. This being reported now by the Associated Press, a source telling the AP on condition of anonymity because the NFL has not yet announced the disciplinary move.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast. Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 70, clear overnight, low 48. Sunny on Father's Day, also Juneteenth, that's Sunday, high 74. Partly cloudy Sunday night, 51. Mostly cloudy Monday, 74. Sunny and hot on Tuesday, 91. Wednesday, sunny and hot at a high near 94 degrees. Currently 70 in Beaver County, 64 in Butler, just ahead of much more music here on the Jay Thurber Show. 66 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 67 at WRCT in Oakland, with new music from Jack White to take us to news time.
What's the trick in making my love stick? What's the trick? In a state of prostitute, I give them coffee-colored crystals. That'll change their attitude. I'm using appropriate confession for my inappropriate confessions for someone, I guess, whom I needed more. I don't even know what I'm doing it for. This is my first, my worst, my past, and my last. Perfect effort, 100 insults left on my windshield in the morning. Release my beast, cause the rain never came and washed them away. If I die tomorrow, what did I do today? You want fresh air? You won't find it this way. Check your left, check your right. Check your rearview mirror.
checking every night. Stopping on a box that I thought was empty, but there was something sharp inside. Something sharp inside. Sharp inside. Quit bolting your food. Don't be rude. Plus one and minus one equals zero. That's a defeatist attitude. I'm sick of this. Dead to the world, but not to you, but I'm dead to the world, but not to you.
New music from Jack White on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter. Taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 17th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Community members in Montana are picking up the pieces left behind by historic flooding in the region. We get the details now from Eric Tegedoff.
Rising waters hit rivers including the Yellowstone, Stillwater, and Gallatin. It also damaged roads in the northern section of Yellowstone National Park, forcing the park to close. Carrie Kale is a city commissioner for Livingston, which sits on the Yellowstone River. She says she spent Monday filling sandbags to prepare for the flood.
This was a traumatic experience for all of us. This was completely unprecedented, and I think we all need to allow ourselves that moment to recognize that and to reach out to our friends and our neighbors.
Kale says people outside the community who would like to help can donate to the Park County Community Foundation. The Red Cross of Montana also is providing support, including with shelter. The organization has shelters in Bozeman, Bridger, and Red Lodge.
Voting rights groups in Michigan are working to increase awareness about and access to voting in jails.
In Michigan, anyone not serving a prison sentence is eligible to vote, although there are barriers that often make it nearly impossible for those in jail pre- or mid-trial. They may not be fully aware of their voting rights and lack internet access and the materials needed to learn about candidates and issues, or to register and cast a ballot. Local groups are working to increase voter outreach in jails and advocating for policies to make it easier. Percy Lover is a Genesee County ambassador and a member of the Voting Access for All Coalition.
Being in jail and being in prison is very destructive on people. They doubt the system. They don't trust the system. But some of them may have been also wrongfully arrested, wrongfully detained. So why would I be interested in voting?
Glover says it's important to educate eligible voters in jail and to build out jail-based voting systems across all county jails in Michigan. He also hopes Michigan will follow Maine, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. in allowing people in prison to vote as well. I'm Lee Bulkey reporting.
Other states where Spread the Vote is working to facilitate jail-based voting includes neighboring Wisconsin and Indiana. Reuters reports former President Donald Trump pressured his vice president, Mike Pence, to overturn his 2020 election defeat, despite being told repeatedly it was illegal to do so. That is according to aides to Pence who testified before the January 6th committee on Thursday. Members of the Democratic-led House of Representatives Select Committee said that Trump continued his pressure campaign even though he knew a violent mob of his supporters was threatening the Capitol. Reuters notes Mark Short, who is Pence's chief of staff, said in videotaped testimony that Pence told Trump many times that he did not have the authority to stop the vote certification in Congress as the Republican president sought to do. This is PNS.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest.
this night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. It's such a